In the name of Jesus, Amen. I'd like to focus this morning on verse 24 from the text that was just read, where Jesus says, "Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." Dear friends in Christ, you have not yet considered how great is the weight of sin. So said one of the church fathers, Anselm. And we are to think here not only of the gross sins that people commit and that we may commit, but of the more refined sins, the sins of pride, self-centeredness, lovelessness, and so forth. The great sin, according to John's Gospel, is unbelief. "You have not yet considered how great is the weight of sin," said Anselm. One of the New Guinean Christians who lived near our seminary in the Highlands composed a hymn which begins with the words, "My sins are like Mount Hagen." Mount Hagen is a 14,000-foot mountain range that towers over the seminary and the villages nearby. "My sins are like Mount Hagen." That's how massive they are. For, according to our Lord's words in John's Gospel, we were all born in sin. All of us born blind, like the blind man Jesus heals in the next chapter. All of us, by our sinful nature, walking in darkness, weighed down and shackled by sin, indeed slaves of sin. And we human beings long to be free of our sin. We don't want to die in our sins, and we dread death unless we can die absolved. I remember the account a young journalist wrote of how he and a group of people from the New Guinea Highlands were on the back of a truck which had to pass through enemy territory on one of those precipitous Highlands roads. Most of the passengers belonged to a clan which was at war with the people whose area they had to drive through. And their enemies were all over the road, stopping and checking vehicles. The young journalist told how the passengers were all praying and confessing their sins, and he was doing the same. One woman was praying over and over, "Mama Maria, help him me, Mother Mary, help me." Others were calling on Jesus. All of them were conscious that they would die in their sins unless they were absolved. Well, think of that powerful section in Shakespeare's Hamlet, where the ghost of Hamlet's father tells how he was murdered. "Cut off, even in the blossoms of my sin, unhouseled, unanointed, unannealed." Have fun with that, David. "No reckoning made, but sent to my account, with all my imperfections on my head." You will die in your sins, Jesus says, unless you believe that I am He. But thank God, when we were stuck in our sins and stumbling around in the darkness, God sent His Son into this world below as the great light from above. "I am the light of the world," Jesus says earlier in chapter 8. "He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." He who knew no sin, whom no one could convict of sin, graciously condescended to us. He had come down from above on a rescue mission. He is the great eternal I Am. And as Isaiah says, there is no other God besides Him. He and God the Father are fully at one as He carries out the Father's good and gracious will to save, speaking only what the Father taught Him, conscious that the Father is always with Him. In this Lenten season, we remember that the climax of the divine rescue mission was the Son's death on the cross. Will he kill himself, the Jews asked, because he's saying, "Where I am going, you cannot come." Is he going to commit suicide? We see here the Johannine irony. Yes, we know our Lord will die, but not by his own hand, but by the hand of his enemies. And this death will be his glorification, with the light from above shining down on the cross. When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he. And there will be no need for anyone to die in sin, for he has opened the way for all to be reborn, to be regenerated from above by the water of baptism and the Spirit, for all those who are weary and heavy laden to come to him and find rest. And so, brothers and sisters in Christ, what an important ministry this is. To a world lost in sin, blinded by sin, there you as pastors will bring Jesus' solemn warning. You will die in your sins unless you believe that I am he. And we must convey that warning. And at the same time, we have the glad task of conveying the happy promise. You will not die in your sins if you believe that I am he. What a great comfort we have in that gospel promise. We thank God that by his grace we have come to know the light of the world, the light from above, to know and believe that, as his Son says, I am he, the only true God, and so through faith and baptism to be born from above to eternal life, as we just sang. 352, the last two verses. Be of good cheer, for God's own Son forgives all sins which you have done. You're justified by Jesus' blood, baptized, you have the highest good. Glory to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one. To you, O blessed Trinity, be praise now and eternally. Amen.